Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting our regular chat sessions with Martin Slastra, Editorial Director for the IT Business Group. Today, we will talk about the changing role of the CIO. Martin, thank you for coming in today to chat and share your insights with the audience.
You're welcome.
Martin, you've been talking with many CIOs lately. How are they handling the technology component of their jobs, and is their expertise in this component necessary for the future?
Yeah, it's very interesting to see what's happening. First of all, it's not the same everywhere. Different CIOs have different techniques or different ways for managing their IT departments, but definitely the shift continues to go. They're much more involved in business strategy and in discussions with senior executives, so they feel to make time for that, they need to delegate more away of some of the technical side of things. So typically what happens is the CIO will appoint somebody like a chief technology officer or a senior manager in charge of infrastructure issues like support and services and build a team around that. So that essentially frees the CIO's time to work on more business issues. But that said, I have had at least one CIO tell me that they feel that it may be a problem that they're getting away from the technology. They're not as much in technology as they used to. So they wonder if longer term, whether that could hurt them, because CIOs still need to be on top of technology things.
So they feel that this may impact their ability to sort of realize what's happening in the IT space if they start
using that connection. Dilutes their ability to select what some of the key technologies are, to stay on top of innovative technologies, to spend time looking at promising new technologies, and to understand what's going on from a technical point of view. So one of their jobs is to build a technology roadmap, and looking, you know, 1, 2, 5 years into the future. But how do you do that when you're not as close to the technology as you want to be?
I guess that's the advantage then of sort of reading your blog or you know, going into some of your publications, right? Because you're trying to sort of summarize what are the key issues for
CIO. Yeah, we constantly try to do that, but you know, we can only superficially talk in very general terms about what the hot new technologies are. It's a whole different story when you try to implement these technologies and apply them to some very complex business processes. That takes time and testing. So, it's a job that's just not getting any easier as time goes on.
From the CIO perspective, is infrastructure getting the same attention as before?
It all depends. I've had two different stories, actually. I've had some CIOs tell me that technology works a lot better, and downtime isn't as bad as it used to be, and networks are easier to keep up and running, so they don't worry about it as much. They just believe that technology is so much better. But then the other side of it is that other CIOs tell me that they're as worried about infrastructure issues as ever. For example, users are like to use their email, and what happens is they'll store thousands and thousands of emails on their desktop, which uses up a lot of storage, and then when you have to back up these emails, and then when you have to perhaps store some of these emails off-site at a hot site recovery site, it just becomes a huge management issue. So, in some ways, some of the old issues are going away, but there are new infrastructure issues that come along as well. So CIOs have to be concerned about those things. So, it's still a complicated part of their jobs.
I guess, you know, when you talk about this email question, this may have implications in terms of having sort of data silos where people don't have access to the information for collaboration purposes if it's locked away in email.
Yeah, that is an issue, because when you have information stored on email and you're an email user, the chances are it's not being shared or it's not being stored collaboratively in a corporate database. And emails are used for everything nowadays. There's attachments and PDFs, and there's just so much information in documents that may not be shared as much as it could be if it was stored in the content management system.
Are there shifts in the way companies manage the IT function?
Very generally, yes. Certainly, a lot more companies are looking at outsourcing more. One of the big buzzwords these days is software as a service. So there's more a tendency to use outside suppliers. That's one possibility. At the same time, some companies still like to keep things in control through their IT departments. They like to develop their own applications. So again, there's no single rule there. Some CIOs like to outsource and go outside for help, and some CIOs like to keep it in-house. So you can't really generalize. different CIOs have different approaches to that.
You know, from our discussion right now, it sounds like there's a lot of diversity of opinion and sort of reaction when you've been talking to CIOs.
Yeah, that struck me this week. You know, you think of CIO as one position and one person, but there's all kinds of different styles and different ways of doing it. And a lot of it, I think, also depends on the industry you're in. Certain industries have better off-the-shelf packages for doing what they want to do. But if I talk to a couple CIOs in the fashion industry, and they have very specific needs, and their feeling is that the off-the-shelf packages aren't as good. And what that means is they have to rely more so on custom application development and doing things in-house. So a lot of that will depend on which industry you are in.
You know, I have a couple of questions or a series of questions on terms of staffing issues. So, you know, like, what are the shortages or where are the shortages and the skills gaps?
Well, I can tell you for a fact that the skill shortage is very real. I talked to three CIOs this week alone, and each of the three identified skill shortage as their biggest short-term problem going into 2007. There is a skill shortage. One CIO complained about having his staff raided. There's so much knowledge inside your IT department, and he's losing his senior people to much better offers. In fact, the example he used is one of the consulting firms offered one of his people a $20,000 raise, which he simply cannot compete with. And you really can't afford to lose your senior people because there's so much business knowledge that senior people have. It's not just their IT skills, but after a while they start to understand the business and business processes as well. So you lose that too, and that makes it a real challenging for CIOs. And those stories you're reading about skill shortages are definitely, there's a lot behind that, and CIOs are experiencing that.
So it sounds like that skill shortage is also sort of aligned with the sort of skills gap, in that there are certain segments that are really more in shortage than others, like you're saying people with perhaps business skills.
Yeah, there's always been a shortage of good business and IT skills, but also just technically speaking, .NET developers, web applications, supply chain, very specific technical skills are going begging as well. So you would have seen 5 years ago there was a lot of shortages in the areas of Y2K and solving the Y2K problem and more infrastructure. But now it's really in the area of developing systems and application development and programming and internet web-based type development. There's quite a long list of technical skills that are going begging as well.
Are they talking about retirements and the impact of retirements at all?
Yeah, a lot of CIOs, it's an aging baby boomer problem. I guess that's across the labor force, right? A lot of baby boomers are thinking about early retirement or slowing down or looking at consulting instead of working full-time. And that is definitely affecting IT as well. If you look at where the skill shortage is, it's really in the people with 15 to 20 years business experience. But there's also a skill shortage at the entry level. But it's particularly dramatic at people who have had 20 years of IT experience.
You know, then this sort of begs the question, because you're sort of losing these people who have sort of the high-end kind of business kind of abilities, what impact will that have in their ability to execute business strategy?
Well, that's a very good question. They won't be able to execute business strategy. So you have a CIO who goes out and talks to other senior executives and see where the business is going and sees some neat customer application, but he won't be able to, it all becomes a moot point, because if you don't have the technical skills to deliver those business strategy, you're just not going to go anywhere. And that's exactly what one CIO said to me. It's great to have a business strategy, but if you can't execute, so what?
Well, so I can see sort of, broader implications to this. You know, like Canada still lags in terms of productivity to some other countries. So this is going to have an impact in that area, too.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the international situation as much. I would tend to think that it's a global phenomenon. But, I think the other side of that is I think certain CIOs who would have liked to have stayed in Canada or hired Canadians only are now, for the first time, looking at offshoring or maybe outsourcing their development work to another country. There was a time when some CIOs would even consider that, But now, by necessity, they are looking at that as an option. It's interesting.
So, you know, based on your discussions then with the CIOs and in terms of the other research you've been doing, what are the top trends for 2007?
Well, it's interesting. I think there's certain technologies that are definitely hot right now, and on that list I would include virtualization, which is just a much more efficient way of running your servers. Web 2.0 is a hot topic, and that's new technologies that you put into the internet, like blogs, podcasts, and videocasts. Really, it's just not just about data anymore, but it's about deploying all kinds of things over the internet. Collaborative technologies, there's been a lot of hype about that for a while now, but you talked earlier about you know, people not being able to share all the information they have, and people realize there's lots of, it's not just about data, but it's about the documents, and how do you share the information on those documents. So that's a problem that collaborative technologies are trying to solve. Certainly, voice over IP is very hot right now and is actually being implemented, and there's good cost-saving reasons to do that. And software as a service, which means that instead of buying a big multi-million dollar application like CRM or ERP, you can buy it as modules, or you can buy it from a vendor and just maybe look at it in terms of breaking it down into smaller components and implementing that way. So, yeah, there's quite a lot of new technologies to choose from.
You know, we're well into now to 2007, or what are your sort of feelings in terms of where you want to go in terms of your publications? You probably have a better handle on it than, let's say, last month when we talked.
Well, I want to explore more of this whole thing about CIOs seemingly being pulled in two directions. It's all fine and good that they're now part of the business team and they need to execute business strategy, but is that realistic given all these concerns they have? There's still lots of things to do around managing your technical infrastructure. There's the skill shortage that we talked about. So, you know, they, as much as they would like to become part of the executive team, there's still those nagging day-to-day IT concerns about running an IT department. And if you're going to lose your top talent, that becomes your priority. So I think CIOs this year look like they're being caught between a rock and a hard place. They want to move in this one direction, but there's still things sort of pulling them in another direction. So that would be something that would be very interesting to watch this year, is how CIOs manage that basic tension.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting at the end of the year to do a follow-up on this sort of discussion to see what they've done and how they actually do manage it. So,
well, CIOs are pretty savvy people. They'll figure it out. I think they know how to focus. There's lots of experience there. CIOs have become very good at networking with each other. They'll share stories. That makes it easier, I think. If you try to do these things on your own and try to learn on your own, it's probably not the most efficient way. But there's a lot more collaboration between and among CIOs, and I think that really helps.
You know, Martin, you've given us some great sort of ideas and insights about what's happening. And where can we find out more about your ideas and thoughts on a daily basis?
Well, I do try to file a blog every single business day. That's usually about, it's called Edgecation, which is a play on our publication's name, Edge, and then Education. There's also Edge Magazine, which will be coming out 7 times this year, virtually every other month. And we're going to take, that publication really takes a very specific CIO focus. It's very much about business case studies and a look at some of the trends that affect CIOs directly. We also are becoming more and more active. You know, we help out with the CIO Association of Canada, which is a group that's gathering momentum. We work with them closely. And definitely I'll make a point of attending all the CIO conferences that come along, including certainly KIPS is always high on my list. There's that involves senior IT management. So there's, I think it's really important to try to get out and attend these conferences. And just even as busy as you can be, is just to learn from each other and network and do these things in person. Just get out there and network, I think, is very important. Never lose sight of that.
Well, there's definitely a value in community and sort of, as you mentioned, networking and collaborating with each other. So I look forward to seeing you at some of these conferences, because I'll be there too. So
Okay, that sounds good. We'll see you there as well.
Well, Martin, thank you for coming in today to share your thoughts and insights with our audience. Again, it's very much appreciated.
I enjoyed it, Steve. Let's talk again soon.